Everybody, this your boy E Max, and I know, started late as fuck, but as you know, the motherfucking weather is fucked up out there, so don't be blaming me for that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's lightweight, crazy, man, but nigga just had shit to do. You tuned in to the Madness of Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Hood Tunes Radio. I got a lot of new music I got to put up here, but I ain't going to do it tonight. I'm going to save it for another day. Maybe y'all will hear some shit Wednesday night, and then we'll crank that shit up on next Friday or next Saturday. Now, y'all know on March the 7th, at OPN. They're doing another battle. So y'all stay tuned and shit, and we're going to get the details to you as soon as hell. But I know for a fact, after speaking to the man in charge, that March the 7th is the next date for the OPN Entertainment out there at OPN Entertainment Center. So y'all motherfuckers get ready. Get y'all chops together, y'all balls, whatever y'all motherfuckers gonna say, and get that shit ready. Was down at the Anatomy last night, man. That motherfucking club go in, and the sound system in that motherfucker is killer. And they had some people out there, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, shout out to my nigga Eastside for inviting me to spin the music at his, you know, CD release party. That shit was off the chain. But the Anatomy is popping. They had a party bus fall up in that motherfucker and just turned that bitch out. Both floors, man. And guess who was rocking the sounds? And you know it. Yo, boy, right here. So we're going to get to the phone lines right quick before we get to the next hot-ass track and see what the fuck is on your mind on this cold-ass Saturday night. 216-630, you on with E-Max and Andy B. What it do? Who's this? Sorry? Hello? Okay. I think they just listened. But that's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Tonight, if you want to, you could just, like, hang up and call right back. Press the number 1. If you want to talk, if you just listen and don't do nothing, I can't tell the difference because if you press that 1, it's a little blue light that comes up on my screen and let me know you want to talk. So we'll get back to you in a second. 646-478-0944. It is your boy E-Max, the Image Man. I just want to say peace in a cold ass motherfucking night. So we're going to get back right quick. And get everything together, twist up, and I hope y'all getting y'all little libations together too, because it's going to be a hot-ass show tonight. So peace, be back in 3, 4, 1. Big Tipper.
Big Tipper, you little niggas. 4G autos on that thing, y'all some little niggas. I'm riding high, I'm just riding by. I gotta look fly. I gotta stay high, it's 2 times water whipping. So where'd it pay? He talking brick, he ain't got no yay. He pump faking, I can see it, nigga. You can't ball like a ball, you a little nigga. See the big picture, it's all in HD. Flash screens in the tub, I'm watching Spike Lee. I'm balling hard, you niggas mad. Rest rules popping tags, I do it fast. You niggas fags. I got a laugh, beat the car for the swipe, so I caught a blast. Saran wrap, duct tape this, we in and out of town. Who got them bricks? Off in 305, looking for that Ross. He got a black Benz, I got a black wrist, so do him. What the fuck? This is what we do. Ball and street game, I shoot a quarter two. I got dope for the low, in case you niggas know. I don't talk to police, that's a no-no. Where I'm from, nigga, you get your head cracked. Tuck your kids in, you get your kids snatched. Duct tape, Arthur tied, tied up and open wide. Tell your baby mama, suck a dick and take it in her out. Huh. I come in fast, but she love it slow. I got a phone call, I got a code, ho. That new bent, it cost me 2 points. That new drop head, and it's a drop head, put in on my flatbed. To the city, yo, that's every touche feel. I fuck the city, yo, huh? It's drywall, nigga ENT. Toe bone in the trap, handing out the D. Got the J's going, I mean it going fast. Car Illawa, you know we popping tags. Well, my nigga Moth, he leave you nigga stuck. Black and yellow 4G autos on my blackened truck, huh? I feel like weed, but I don't roll on me. All I smoke is loud, I'm blowing in the cloud. He won that Winston Houston, I got that Bobby Brown. On my side of town, niggas chopping just like flies. Open up, say ah, say that chop like ah. through the windows, got them fiends, eyes open wide. That stove is hot, them bags nice. Got that skill full of that soft white. Yeah, mo, what it do, little bruh? Big Dawson Lou, hey, then what up, bruh, huh? I handle mine, you know it's grind time. On the front line, I call it center time, ah! I'm out, nigga, ain't no drought, nigga. Breaking all chains, yeah, I'm out, nigga. Drywall ENT, nigga, kill all rats, nigga. Mixtape coming soon, nigga, go get it, nigga. We out this bitch, tall ball, what up, nigga? Piss some motherfucking sauce on the track, nigga. Light these fake fuck-ass niggas up, nigga. Period, nigga, free all them real niggas behind that G-wall. We gon' ball, nigga, until we install, nigga, like the motherfucker Windows Media, nigga. You hear me, nigga? I'm out this bitch. Big dog salute two times, nigga. Eskimos, what up, nigga? I don't fuck with real niggas. Finesse squad, nigga, squad up, nigga. That's how I feel, nigga. Finesse squad, I fuck with y'all, nigga. The long way, nigga. Rubber bands and all that, nigga. Shoebox money, nigga. Y'all niggas Timberlands hustlers, nigga. The fuck still with Weeks, nigga? I'm out, nigga.
Good, Tunes Radio. No, we good. You want to top? Are we going to chop it up in a minute? Yeah. Yo, hey. This is your boy E-Max, man. And we back on right quick. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes just sad. Everybody, thank you very much, though. And even the internet lines is kind of lightweight lit up. So we're going to stick to the phone lines because I ain't getting ready to chat with no motherfucking body right now. So we're going to check this person that pressed one to talk. Because like I tell everybody, when you press one to talk, that little blue light up, and I know you want to talk. Otherwise, you just listen, and I love that shit too. You know what I'm saying? This your boy, Max, and we're going to bring in 216-860. Who that is?
Man, you already know, youngin', that boy Eastside, the motherfucking general, boss. I was selling that freestyle, whoever that was, man. Shout out, man. You already know, man. But it is King New Life in the motherfucking building, man. You already know what's cracking, man. We hear what's cracking. Man, turned the fuck up last night. I'm about to go turn. Man, I'm about to go turn
again
tonight, man.
You okay? You all right? You just not getting up, nigga?
He said, what?
Because I could have sworn.
Man, listen, man.
I could have sworn I was going to hear from you last night.
Man, shit. I had some of that E-Max and it put me to sleep, you feel me? Some of that E-Max, some of that danger prone, it put me to sleep, you feel me? Some of that danger prone. You feel me? I had some of that danger prone.
That
Bombay
wasn't no joke.
No, that wasn't no joke either, man. That put a nigga to sleep, too, you feel me? I want bye-bye, man. I want to thank you for the tennis shoes, you feel me? One of those, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
But, yeah, man, I see you got fire in the studio, man. I see you got fire in the studio, man. That's not even fair. I'm supposed to be around that fire, man. Dang, man.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, man.
But, yeah, man, we got a party. Yeah, everything good, man. Came on good last night. I enjoyed myself. And then I just went back to work. You feel me? We got another event we're working on for April 10th. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a party bus event. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay.
That's in the makings right now. You know, I don't like sitting down. You feel me? I'm a grinder, man. You know what I'm saying? The money ain't talking, I ain't talking back. So,
in the same
with
spot?
That being said, it's me. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. We're going to do it. We're going to do it again.
In
the same motherfucking right. spot.
Man. All right.
Same motherfucking spot, man. Don't change, man. Man, we do this, man. It's crazy, man. I'm telling you, man. I be telling niggas, man. Get your hustle up, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know them fake ass, frog ass, poop ass, penny in a bra ass niggas. I don't know what they doing. You feel me? You know them mixtape rappers, mm-hmm. man. Niggas don't drop albums. They drop mixtapes and shit. So you know what I'm saying? They too much. Don't mm-hmm. be too much. They think one mixtape gonna put them together. You know what I'm saying? The sound click rappers and shit. I'm gonna quit, man.
I want to send a special shout out to Eliza. What's her name? Eliza what?
Oh, do you know what you talking about? Your little boot man. You understand?
You know what the fuck
Hey, I don't want no troubles, man. Your little boo thing, man. He was trying to take something home last night. Hey, it's cool.
Yeah,
it's Hood Tunes Radio. I can tell the truth. It's Hood Tunes Radio.
Yeah, buddy.
And nigga E-Max is trying to go home with Chef Nice last night. We ain't gonna tell nobody.
I tried shit. When? I tried a couple of times, shit. I ain't gonna lie. I tried to play the music for the bitch, but we was in a different setting for that. So I couldn't change it for my agenda. I had to rely
hey,
on E-Max, my word.
Hey, while we got security guards quitting and shit.
Yeah, I heard that too, man.
Yeah,
that's
I heard
shit.
I heard he quit, man. So you stopped your money because you was mad I got connects.
Right.
You was mad they weren't going to kick
shit.
Me out.
But that's cool. The way it goes in the business, man.
Yeah, man.
So how you cooling, yeah. man? Everything all right?
Yeah, man. Everything good.
Yeah,
I'm getting
yeah,
back
yeah.
to work getting this next event together, so... You already know, I'm listening on the radio show. You feel me? You might as well play some more of that fire, whoever that was, you feel me? Shout out once again, you know what I'm saying? That was some hot shit, you know what I'm saying? That was them real bars right there,
yeah,
was, you know what I'm saying?
Right. That's that nigga King Phil, man. You know what I'm saying?
Fucks with
him. For real, a lot of fans.
Shout out, fucks with him. Fucks with him. I definitely
dog.
Do. I need a
yeah,
CD or something, man. Shit.
Yeah, I get your copy
of
that.
That
ain't no problem.
I'm saying, shit. Mm-hmm. That shit sound like gold right there.
That's who we. Let me tell you right there, man. Well, we'll get into the details at a later time. Right now, I just want to send a shout out to everybody that's out there listening online and everybody that's listening on the phone right now. I appreciate that. It's cold outside. And we're going to turn the fuck up. Up in this piece, nigga. So check it out.
Turn up, shit.
This is
here we are, right, boy.
King Gizzo! Barkman, CEO! They still hating the mixtape. It's official. Niggas get bodied every day. But life goes on. DG Life. Cross me and my niggas. Get put on that list. Mark it down. Money on your head. Use a dead man. He ain't coming back. Got on my bad side. That's not the day work. Nigga just made. Powwow. Boy got body for a break. Got on my bad side. So he made the list. Kept me ride with a born bitch. And she be jumping for a bliss. My right wrist. That's a dozen bricks. Tag game. Can't fuck with it. Passage made tapping. Nigga, fuck with me, you the major hit list. 10 on the cocksucker, bring his finger. Tie that so we gon' torture the nigga. Left him upside down with his blood dripping. And it's back to the money like it never happened. Fuck, use the comma, do it old fashioned. Watch money, draw the money, then a rubber band. Swearin' rapid, find a nice place, then I bury that shit like an ancient cabin. Made a killing, whatever pop demanded. Stack in mind, nigga, six the better. My killers come with nothing less bananas. Chop the shit, nigga, don't try to stand up. Goal is to get enough money. Lord knows it ain't enough for me. Got take ones, I'm forever hungry. Mouth to feed, no too many youngins. Your fingers, they head hunting. Keep on rolling off the red monkey. Goddamn, I just heard you found another body. I was out in my with my snow bunny. Work. Boy, got body, boy, I have a break. Got on my bad side, so he made the list. Kept me ride with a born bitch. And she be jumping for a bliss. My right wrist, that's a dozen bricks. Got on my bad side, so his life was cooking. Catch me slide through.
your city know I keep it with me.
I got it.
That foreign bitch, she jumping for a flip.
Flip.
My lifestyle keeps taking on risk.
Risk-taker.
I plead the fifth, just know I got the whip.
Whip.
Boy, got body, boy, have a break. Got on my bad side, so he made the list. Catch me ride with a foreign bitch. And she be jumping for a blitz. My right wrist, that's a dozen bricks. That game, can't fuck with it. Chances made, tapping, so we took them trips. Our lifestyle, we taking all.
Thank you.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's that nigga Brick, straight out of East Cleveland, Ohio, man. We bring it on. This your boy E Max and Emmy sitting here chilling, chopping it up with Andy B. And y'all know what's up. We here every Friday and Saturday night from 8 to 10 normally. But we got a little late start tonight, so we'll be on till 10:30. Y'all know what's up, 646-478-0944. You know what I mean? Cleveland artists, Cleveland music, and you know what I'm saying? Anybody can get their music on HoodTunes Radio. It's free for you. As long as that shit hot, you know what I'm saying? You can call in every now and then. We'll blaze your shit. You know what I mean? Just check us out. We here on hot nights, too. So for you motherfuckers that can't wait to blaze your air conditioning, we can't wait either. It's being out here in Cleveland, Ohio, it's fucking tripping. This weather is tripping. You know what I'm saying? Cold as shit for a week. And when the weather go, temperature go up, it's snow like a blanket that you just wrap up in and go to sleep. That shit fucked up, man. So what we do is turn the fuck up. We don't talk much. Well, on Wednesday night, we do. But on Friday and Saturday, we just chop it up. You got something you want to talk about? When you call that number, press 1. We'll listen. Fuck, we might even chop it up with you. So that's what it do. This is my nigga Tuffy the Two-Time Ma, i.e. Black Talon. And this is Do That. Good Tunes Radio.
Girl, let me see you do that. Yeah. lean back it up literally. You know what I'm saying? I done had a lot of pussy, and your pussy never got me on my hook up. You know what I'm talking about? Don't talk me to death, bitch.
Charge it up. I know. Just charge it up first, though. 646-478-0944. This your boy, E-Max Image, man. You're tuned in to Hood Tunes Radio. You call that number, press 1 to talk. You can also log on to blogtalkradio.com. When that page pop up, you click live. You know what I'm saying? And then you look down when that page comes up and you click music. And all you got to do is scroll down, look for my fat ass face. Pop, 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 pop. Hood Tunes Radio. On Wednesday night, we got Hood Talk Radio, where we discuss and go over some pertinent issues that you may have personally, some shit that we got as a culture, and some shit that's going on as a nation. So first of all, you know what I'm saying, I am the host of the show. We have different guest speakers. We talk about different shit, everything from all this motherfucking snow to the corn on your significant other's foot, male or female. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines, and let's see. 216-647, what'd it do?
What's up?
Oh, can hell no, what's up? Oh, yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, that's what's up.
So,
how you
doing? I'm good. So,
right.
I don't get to listen much because I'm usually at work.
But that's cool.
Today, so.
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to tune in.
You tell me I can talk about whatever I want to talk about, right?
Say whatever you want to say. Go ahead.
So, I'm single and I've been dating. But,
okay.
What the fuck is wrong with these men? What is going on? I don't know.
It's a mama syndrome.
It's a who?
What's the problem? One thing is a lot of men are suffering from the mama syndrome. You know what I mean? If you think back, you got to remember the most of the guys that grew up around in your age group and our age group too was raised by their mama. And you know what I'm saying? If they still living with their mama, they ain't too far away. So,
I mean, like,
a lot of, you know what? Tell me what it do.
Social media, text, like, I like to have phone conversations. You have
right.
Grown ass men that want to text back and forth all day long.
Well, it's from a counseling point of view, it's a player status thing. You know what I mean? Right now, social
player
media makes
status.
Motherfuckers what they ain't. No. Listen to me. See, the nerd from the high school get on some social media website and turn into this glossy character. Okay? So that's basically what that's all about. They don't have nothing to talk about if they talking to you on the phone. You notice that. When you get on the phone, you don't, they don't talk about nothing. They don't have nothing to say. But then as soon as you start texting or you be on Facebook or something, it's a million words being thrown at you. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's one of those things. They're bigger than who they are behind the mask of social media. You can't see them. They could be sitting there looking like Pookie. Want to buy turkey? Want to buy turkey? And texting you, yeah.
No, I'm not talking about, I don't mean like meeting somebody that you don't know on social media, but I'm just saying just basically nobody wants to conversate anymore. Like,
They
don't
have
want
to
a
say.
50-year-old. I don't want a 50-year-old man sending me a dick pic. Like, I don't. No.
Okay, y'all hear that, right? All y'all niggas out there, y'all better pay the fucking attention, because this is real and true from the queen. Say that again. Look, you got to say it again. Tell them again. I don't think they heard.
I do not want a 50-year-old man or 40 sending me a dick pic. Now, if I ask for it, that's different. But don't send me a dick pic or no videos of your dick. And no, it's a turn off.
Okay. I'm glad I never did that shit. So, y'all know. And y'all heard it.
I mean, this is
straight
people are really doing it.
It's crazy though, ain't it?
It's crazy.
Well, you know what happens, man. Ain't nowhere you can't go to the club no more. They got pervert and pedophile radars everywhere. You can't go to the barbershop hardly no more. It's always some shit going down. Rest in peace to anybody that got harm or any incident that may have or may have not happened as a result of some incident that happened in the barbershop. I ain't trying to single out barbershops. I'm just saying, anywhere, grocery stores, now motherfuckers going walking around buying guns at Walmart. I mean, come on now. You know, but as far as these 50-year-old dudes and these 40-year-old niggas sending them up, you know, that's, to me, it's like some homosexual shit. It's like you got something to prove. That's right. You got something to prove. You know, I mean, damn.
So every single guy I meet is a pedophile? What the fuck wrong with me then? Because they all do it.
Where you being a predator is at?
Wow.
Okay, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hang up, and y'all see how many ladies agree with what I'm telling you. They all do it. It don't matter how old they are. And I ain't talking about no thugs. I'm talking about a random range of men. They do it.
Wow.
By
that's
the way,
crazy,
this is Kel. Love you, cuzzo.
Love you, too. Thank you for calling in. Because I know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all heard that shit straight from the queen. You know what I mean? So, all y'all motherfuckers out there, and I do share and promote this shit on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? I repost it on Twitter. So, you can all get the live and direct rebroadcast right after the show is over. All you got to do is go to my Facebook page. All right? Excuse me. And if you know my motherfucking Facebook page, then you know one of the shows, Al Porter Man in the Streets, Hood Talk Radio, and of course, Tunes Radio. We're going to go back to the phone lines and see who this is right here. 216-630. What it do? You're on live. Who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, can you hear me? Am I on?
Yes, you're on. You're breaking up
a little bit,
but I can hear you.
Okay, this is JoJo Too Real, coming to you live. And I want to piggyback on what Kel said. Am I loud and clear?
You loud and clear, Mama.
Hallelujah. Yeah, these men out here are sloppy. They nasty, and they wonder why women want to turn to other women or be forced to the white side. Because they nasty. They ain't got no jobs. They dirty. They live at home with their mamas. They got 400 kids. They ain't paying their child support. They broke. They ain't got no car. Y'all need to get it together. Sending dick pics of the little ass bitch. Keep them. I'm talking about 30s, 40s, 50s. Playing games. Be real. It's so many professional, black, beautiful women sitting at home single looking for the men. What a real men at? Can they please stand up? Be seen. Can you
tell
me where
they need to go?
Where they at?
Where they need to go? See, you know what? I totally agree with everything you said right now. Because for real, niggas is just like fucking everything up for themselves, fucking everything up for us. It ain't about no one bad apple. It's a whole bunch of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
It's a whole bunch.
You know what I'm saying? You cool. Yes. You cool, but truth. Man, because I'm out of time, and it just seemed like I've been running into the wrong people. So basically, I just focused on getting myself together. You know what I'm saying?
And see, that's the thing. People need to get themselves together before they go trying to be with somebody else. Like, half of these men so messy, they down, they got to get themselves together before they try to be with somebody. And then all they want to really do is get their
man
let down with no real woman.
That's what you get. Well, you know,
people in the bar, that's what you're going to get. You need to be good and a nice lounge.
Right. Right. You absolutely right. The co-producer just made a point. He said, you know, it's all about where you looking. You know what I'm saying? That's if you looking. You know what I'm saying? If you looking in a bar, you meet niggas in a bar. Okay. And I ain't so sure that church is a better place either. You know what I mean?
Nope.
We all are human beings. You know what I'm saying? So when I go to the bar to have a drink. I ain't going to the bar to meet nobody because, you know, sometimes you got to test the water. Just like, you know, when you read the Bible, it tell you test the spirit. That's what you got to do. You can't forget to test the spirit just because you're turning up. You know what I'm saying? Now, you going to a club and you got a nice outfit on and it's hugging your curves just right and your booty shaking and shit. You know niggas going to look. Everyone from the angel to the wolf. It just so happens that the wolf is the one that y'all like to choose. He got his tail out. And he got his smooth-ass hat that's like that Michael Jackson video, smooth criminal. You know what I'm saying? He comes to the door and flick his coin. And y'all mouth drop because his shoes look good and he creased up. He probably got that little curly hair with some baby hair on the sideburns and shit, looking like Elder Bar. And he know it. Got a couple muscles, and he got his little Jesus Christ cross on his neck with his third button open, and he come out there dancing like John Travolta, and y'all just melt like butter. And then he just being like, any, meeny, miny, mo. And then he smash that booty and tear that motherfucker out the frame. Then he'd be like, that's my baby. And then you get mad when you don't see him no more, but you forgot.
But we just want real men.
Don't
that's gonna keep it real. Keep it honest.
Well, you know what?
Play games.
I'm gonna tell you like I told my best friend's daughter. It might take a while, but if you don't worry about it, it'll come faster than you think. See, it's other things. Sometimes, and I'm a witness of this. Sometimes you gotta say, "Fuck that shit." It's something else that I need to focus on. It's a reason, straight up. It's a reason why you have this time to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need to figure out how to flick your finger across that thing just to bust that extra hard one and Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? That way you won't have to worry about, not saying that you don't need no man, but you'll be like, ooh, I can go to sleep now. You know what I'm saying?
No, uh-uh.
And you know what I'm saying? And then you can focus on some other shit. See, it's nice, and I'm telling you, it's so fucking nice to be with somebody. But when you by yourself, it's a reason. Because we spend too much time and energy. Yeah. You can't spend too much time and energy. I'm going to put it to you like this. A dog is going to go where it's a can of food open and ain't nobody eating. You understand that? Okay. So you could be sitting in the rain in a hallway with a can of food open and a dog is going to walk up and join you in that food. Now, he may not stay that long because after he eat all your food up, he might still be hungry. So he's going to go to the next place where he might be able to find some food.
And that could be true for so many. Some people are just alone but by themselves because by choice. Because these men out here are so full of shit. Anybody got time for all these games? They need to keep it real from the beginning.
Yeah.
It ain't always about sex.
I got a good example for you. If you go to two guys the same age, about 40 years old, one of them work, one of them sell drugs. One of them, the guy that sell drugs, he got on about $500 work outfit. The guy that work, he might have on about $100 outfit. And when the woman walk into the bar, she gonna choose that guy that got on that $500 outfit. And then she gonna wonder why she always picking the wrong guy. Cause you know they don't know that the working man is the one that you ain't gotta worry about because you ain't gotta keep changing your life because you want the guy that you pick, you only gonna be with him for 2-3 years because he the guy that's taking the chances. The other guy just worked, he's normal, he's good, they don't wanna be bothered with him.
Yeah. Y'all like Spike. You know what I'm saying? I actually had a girlfriend once and got into it with this guy at the gas station. Well, he decided to get into it with me. So I basically told the motherfucker to go the fuck on because I ain't feel like motherfucking fighting in the snow. Man, you know I'm trying to get to this pump. I just said, dude, go on the fuck on, man. But when I got back in the car, she was like, why you ain't fight him? I'm like, why ain't fight him? I was like, for what? Because he was mad because I beat him to the fucking gas pump? Don't neither of us own this gas station. You know what I'm saying? But here's a motherfucker that had a problem. He had an attitude off the jump, and he probably was looking for anything to happen. So, but, you know, fate brought that motherfucker to me. And I know what I could do. And I didn't have no attitude. So I was in tune with my motherfucking wit. And I know I could just plan some shit and put it on him. I had a pistol too. So if it would have came down to the pistol play, you know, I had my shit in my pocket. But I wasn't worried about that. But when I told that motherfucker to go on, I looked at him and my eyes must have gleamed or something, or gone green or something. Because that motherfucker shut the fuck up and pumped his gas. You know what I'm saying? So it didn't bother me. What bothered me was the fact that this girl who I was crazy about wanted to see me either whoop somebody's ass or get my ass whooped. Because if I'd have got my ass whooped, then she would have been talking shit. But if I'd have whooped the nigga ass, then it was, that's my baby. Then she would have felt secure in knowing.
No, she was a real bitch.
She wouldn't have to worry about
nothing. She got Jade in.
Yeah, she was like that, but I just don't feel like, excuse me, I just don't feel like I gotta break my motherfucking hands on a nigga too to prove to you that I know how to fight. And one day I ain't gonna be able to avoid the shit because I would rather avoid it, but I'm not gonna let it last that long. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
I learned some shit.
And that's all the men out here can be real from the beginning. I'm gonna tell you where
you can find you a real man. I'm gonna tell you where you can find you a real man at. Hang out at the motherfucking check cashing spot on a Friday afternoon.
No, I'm cool.
I'm serious. Just go listen. No. Check it out. Okay? Go in there. Mm-mm. And all the motherfuckers that got on work outfits cashing their motherfucking check, I guarantee you can go there or you go to like Save a Lot. Or like Aldi or some cheap ass grocery store early on a Sunday morning. And you look at what a nigga putting in his buggy.
Mm-hmm.
Lunch, dinner, breakfast and some lunch from work tomorrow, whether he pulling out a food stamp card or not. Now, if a nigga pulling out a food stamp card, say hi to him. That's all I'm saying. If a nigga pulling out a food stamp card at a grocery store, like Save a Lot of Aldi's early in the morning on a Sunday before church, get out. Say hi to him and see what happens.
But why those bootleg stores? Why not Giant Eagle or Dave's?
Because niggas ain't spending their money at Giant Eagle. They go to the deli. They go to the deli and buy some fresh turkey or bologna or something. But I'm going to tell you, you can't.
The one that Giant Eagle and Dave, they married.
Yeah, because they can afford to spend that $7 for a pound of motherfucking turkey. They got to feed more than they sell. You can't buy no pound of maple ham. Listen, if you got a girlfriend at home, I'm going to tell you the truth. And I learned this the hard way. If I go to the grocery store and I whip up my food stamp card and I see some maple turkey or some maple ham right there in my face, and I can give me a pound and a half. I ain't going to share it. Okay? I better buy a pound and a half because I ain't the only one that's going to want some of that shit. Aha. Ding, ding. Don't even worry about the ring, because real niggas will buy a ring to throw off the scallywags.
Okay.
A real woman ain't gonna say nothing to a nigga with a ring. She'll give him that look like, okay, you handsome married motherfucker. If you wasn't married, all right, I'm just dropping little jewels on you. Something you
okay.
might, your perspective
well,
might change. I ain't asking
now.
You.
Not yet. Just from old school, I'm a 50 guy.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm just saying, stop looking.
Right. Stop looking.
No, I ain't looking.
Stop looking.
What
I'm saying about stop looking is because sometimes if you pass it up, it's right in your face.
Yeah. And see, y'all scare us real men because all these little molly popping ass. These Molly popping Viagra juice and syrup sipping. These motherfuckers dick stay hard all night. And y'all like that shit. Okay? I'm sorry, but I'm not going to pop no pill.
You're like, yeah, that old nigga got money, but that young thug got stamina.
And see, sometimes your priorities, they're for real.
Y'all
your priorities might be a little messed up.
Y'all
to radio, mama.
We turned up.
I'm telling you.
Friend.
And here we go.
Thanks for the invite. I'm going to save a lot in the morning.
I'm serious. Go in there, just check a nigga basket. Check a nigga basket. Don't worry about the security guard. You don't even got to buy it. You can just pick a 99-cent loaf of bread or 59-cent. You might see something that you like, like tuna fish or something. But damn.
And you must like you a big boy.
Yeah.
You go out to the grocery store to find them.
Mm-hmm.
Because he don't eat you out your
outfit
home.
They still, no. You know, if he got his own food stamp card, he going to bring some food with him. Wait, you want me to stop at the store? Do you need anything, baby? You know what I'm saying? That'll be the nigga that'll go to work. Yeah, man, I had to buy my girl two tires for her car. And you'll be surprised in a month. This nigga said, yeah. Because he just worked to take care of himself. He don't got no. You could even meet a nigga like that at the damn laundromat.
Because
if it's his mama,
shit,
I ain't got no washer and dryer. I go to my mama house. Shit.
That's all.
No, it ain't, because if I had a woman, I'd have a washer and a dryer. Not
okay.
Just because she would bring it, but her input into my life. See, we have to balance each other. It's not about what I can do for you or what you can do for me. It's what about how we can make each other
prosper.
Each other.
If my helping you and you helping me, can make help. Look, I put it to you like this. Right now, it's hard to save some motherfucking money. But if me and my girl got together and put our head together for a plan, when the summer comes, We can do like Kales do. I'm going to Jamaica. I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I'm in the islands, you know. Like, damn, I never seen this shit before. Okay, I know we here on this island together that we both dreamed of being on. So I'm going to go to the left and you go to the right. And in about 3 days, we'll meet back up here.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Be okay. No, fuck that old wild shit. Because you got dreams of aspirations just like me. Baby, all these hunky-ass Hawaiian motherfuckers are saying aloha to you already. Go ahead now. I'll meet you at the bar a little later. So you got to be secure in yourself. It's not about going out fucking some Hawaiian nigga. It's about being you. Since you was a little girl, you wanted to go to Hawaii. It just so happened that life brought you together with somebody who had the same dream. And y'all was able together to do the shit. I'm not saying leave each other for the whole weekend. I just, you know, fucking around with you. See where your head at. See how we do? This is a Tunes Radio, man. That's what we do. You know what I'm saying? And we try to keep everybody happy. So just think about that, though, man. Check and make a buggy card at the grocery. He buying a whole lot.
He got a whole bunch of kids.
Right. If he buying a little bit, you know he got to take himself for a couple of days. And the shit that he put in his car don't really make sense to you because he got a microwave. He got a stove, but he don't use it. He got a stove, so just in case he meets somebody, he won't feel stupid that he don't have a stove.
That
if she decides she wants to cook for him, he got a stove, and it worked. A single man buy a lot of microwave food, hot dogs, turkey, shit you could just throw some bread with some mayonnaise and cheese and be the fuck out. You might look at it kind of funny, but he take his time and he pick his shit out. He gonna know you following him, but he wants you to secretly.
y'all
check
have
that
a good
shit
night.
Out. Just...
I'll be
yeah, go ahead.
Checking this theory out.
Trust me, it worked.
Every guy you meet at a club, every guy you meet at a club, trying to knock something off for the night to be there by itself.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Y'all know what's
up. That's what y'all run into. The guys at the club trying to knock something off.
But it's not. Hey, listen to this song before you go. I know you gotta go though. It's just for you to chill out too. Think about it. Good to break, yo.
Yeah.
just the background, something new from your boy Max coming out soon this year before it get warm. So I want to thank my caller, Joe Too Real, in the motherfucking building in Kales tonight. So thank you from Hood Tunes Radio. Y'all know what's up. We're here every Saturday. We're here every Wednesday night at the same time. So get that shit in. We're talking about big shit too. So y'all know what's up, man. We're going to get back to the music. We're going to let our callers do what they got to do. And we're going to chill the fuck out. This Mike Hustle, y'all. Fuck it.
I'm a halfway crook. Niggas talk that slick shit, but when I blast, they shook. My man don't push work, he a master cook. I know your bitch love my swagger. When I pass, she look. Cleveland zone, they had when the heat turn on. Hit the block a few times, get that cash, I'm gone. It's in the air. Yeah, now purple, I feel hate. Got hit with them court dates in two different states. Of course, I move late. Got whatever you need from coke, weed, to speed. Trying to feed my seed, I make it hard to breathe. But niggas still wanna test me, cause your girl bless me. Or is it that dope? Let's see. Even before the money get closed, whips and condos, I still had hoes, even a few foes. But I'm thinking, what else? Is these niggas mad at me, or is they mad at themselves? But take my girl and my fam, put them all on the shelf. And my daughter, that's how real niggas determine their wealth. I've been getting that cake since my teenage years. Niggas talk about pain, but they ain't felt no tears. Come through my hood, late night, you gon' face your fears. Dudes getting money, they used to smoke bass for years. Fresh out the slammer, still a beast with arm and hammer. Got them filling my wrist from VA down to Atlanta. They going bananas. Keep me in the days when I move them past, thinking the good times past. niggas salute ya. Same niggas will shoot ya. You think I'm slipping, but I'm watching you move. Just a minute ago, nigga, I was wearing your shoes. Army fatigued up like ain't nothing to lose. Has your girl open like it ain't nothing to choose. Give me some dine and some crisp. See that thing on my wrist? The reason your girl go below the neighbor when she kiss. Ain't nothing sweet as this besides them dollar signs. Married to the grand, still reppin' 11-9. Plus I keep that 9 on the side of my waist. This nigga shooting at my leg, I'm aiming dead at his face. Pick them shells up quick, I ain't leaving a trace. Treat beef like pussy, I'ma need more than a taste.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was Mike Hustle featuring your boy, E-Max. You know what I'm saying? Hood Tunes Radio, the madness of Saturday, man. I'm fucking tripping on the fact that we went from the freezer to the blanket. You know what I'm saying? This blanket of snow, it just slowed every fucking thing down. People sliding into each other. And I just want to tell all y'all big truck driving motherfuckers, right the fuck on. Today was the perfect day to have your big ass truck out there dogging the wax. I feel you. But all y'all motherfuckers in them little bitty cars and little bitty trucks just zoom through that shit like a gust of wind can't flip your shit over. Sorry about that, but I know how much they weigh. 2,000 pounds don't weigh shit in a gust of wind. Get on the highway with that shit, see what happens to you. Be on the news! Sorry for you. But yes, indeed, it's your boy, E-Max the Image Man. Y'all can find me on Facebook. Y'all know my name, then you know where to find me. But if you got some requests, it's all Cleveland artists. You know what I'm saying? Actually, that's it. Cleveland artists from out of town and shit like that, send us music. Send it to emaxradio@gmail.com. That's E-M-A-X-X radio, R-A-D-I-O, @gmail.com. Y'all know what's up. And I get that shit. If I can't download it, then you send it to my motherfucking Gmail account, and I'll download it from there and play your shit on my station. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? We don't really do gospel songs yet, but we might work on that too. Right now, you know what I'm saying? That's the name. Yo, yo. And Monday nights, we got Al Porter's Man in the Street, where he deal with community activism, music news, things of that nature, man. We just get a little deep, you know what I'm saying, with our conversations. We have fucking fun.
We got people that want to do the gospel show.
Yeah. That's true.
Somebody that wants, if that's what they want to do.
Right.
We can put it together.
Right. Well, hey, that's the ticket. So if there's somebody out there that want to do a gospel show, contact us here at Hood Tunes Radio. You know what I'm saying? Or just send an email to emaxradio@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook. Y'all know what to do. And we'll put that shit together for you. We'll sit down and chop it up. And hey, bing, bada, bang, got your new gospel show on a Sunday. But right now, you know what I'm saying, we do our turn-up show. We have fun. And this is one of my favorite female singers, Chocolate Cake, with a little freaky sound. Ladies, this is what y'all do to a nigga. Hood Tunes Radio.
Johnny Giuliano dot com.
I wanna know if you can go with me tonight. I promise to give you the best night of your life. I wanna know.
Giga gang in the building. Yeah, and I would never trust a bitch. I walk around with toilet paper on me, nigga. I'm the shit.
Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. I brought a brick. I bought a brick. I pay my rent, my mama rent, grandmama rent. I'm ducking 10, hope they don't blitz. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. 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 Hope they don't blitz. I'm ducking 10. Hope I don't slip. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit. Bitch, I'm the shit.
Got to be a team for the rest of my life, bitch.
What?
Three words, I'm about that life,
I'm
bitch.
I'm about that
life. What's 4 to 6? That's what you want when you represent.
What?
Get on the shit, get you a brick. Even if you gotta hit you a lick. Pay you a bitch, try hot the shit.
What?
Better on shit, don't slide with that.
What?
Bitch, I'm money making,
bitch.
Stay low like I'm in a ditch.
Serving
crackers, call me rich. Damn, I hope that they don't play. Don't catch me with all type of
shit.
Shot up like a dyke and
babe.
I'll catch like Ice and Mike and shit. All about the Benjamin, you know I stay true to this. You niggas is new to this.
But
that's like Nike do the shit. I'ma act a fool with it. Youngin' and I'm polished, bitch. Not to mention solid
is.
You can pop and ride to this. Pay my rent, I'm proud of this. Bitch, I'm truer than you fit. How much truer can I get? I do so much, hope I don't slip. We here, MBB in this bitch.
That you see every night. I'm the same nigga that you don't.
Telling people, so I gotta. See, I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Meatrice. Spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang.
Six sidelines, only two, four, three.
Yeah.
The soul of my crown.
bitch versus scene. Send a diamond in the rough, just waiting to be clean. I finally said it's enough. I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never, so oh my God, a friend. All the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm, make it up for tragedy. Yeah, let the sun shine after the tragedy. See, I'm in love with bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain.
Yes, yes, yes. Y'all know what's up. It's your boy, E-Max, man. We got 6 minutes left tonight. And I just want to say thanks to everybody down at the Anatomy. You know what I'm saying? They got mad love down there and also got a little gig coming up with them. So apparently they like what I did for their asses last night. It's me right here. If y'all write this number down, you know what I'm saying, to catch up with us Monday, Wednesday, next Friday and next Saturday, you know what I'm saying? All these shows start at 9 o'clock. So that's what the fuck it do. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to have you up too late either. So I know on weekends y'all be wanting to go out, girls. And I just got a little bit to say. I want to say something, you know, to the real women out there. Men can smell the pheromones, all right? It's something. There's nothing that you can do about it. You don't got nothing to do with it. It's all in the Creator. So it's a way that we can sense your hormones. You might be horny or something, but we can sense that shit. But a wolf be looking to smell your need, all right? Take that, put it in a glass with some ice, drink that shit. If that's what you got for the night. This your boy E-Max, and this is Poison Ivy. She said she getting told to fuck up. I'm gonna holler at you next week, man. Peace. Go to the radio.
Cause I do it every time when I have- shawty. Damn, I like that smile. Where y'all going?
Huh?
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 What you mean it's too packed? This my party.
It's my shit.
What up, Meek?
Meek.
Let go.
It's like 6 in the morning, in the path that he going. That money we throwing, that crystal that mowing.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP.
If your name ain't on the list, I need the VIP.
Light skin
chick, yes, he used to be a model. Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle. Light skin chick, yes, he used to be a model.
Dark skin chick, same color as the bottle.
In the VIP,
in the VIP,
in the VIP, in the VIP. In the VIP, and if your name ain't on that list, I need to see her. All my niggas with me, tell your friends to come over. So turned up, spill drink on the sofa. So to see a rat, a trap, I'm a soldier. Drink a little bit, but tell the truth, I'm a smoker. If I play my hands right, no bluff poker. Everything straight over here, no soda. Started she cold, but my wrist got.